up, y'all? It's your girl, Bless the Lady.
It's your girl, Paige.
And your girl, Shay.
And your girl, Kate.
And we live from the Ratchet.
Motherfucking ratchet.
How y'all ladies doing?
Doing good.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. But first I want to jump into this. It's been trending all day. Have y'all heard about the little boy who parents cut gay in his hair and recorded
it? Oh, yeah, I seen that. I was wondering what the fuck wrong he had.
They say that because he gay. The little boy look like he like, he look about 8 or 9. Now, what if that little boy go out here and kill himself? Right. You know what I'm saying? Or goddamn kill somebody else?
That's what she
Because he probably feel like too. Don't nobody love him if his own parents don't love him. Like, that shit fucked up. You could tell he can't even happy. You know, he was trying to goddamn, the gayness was coming out on him. You could see him.
Believe it or not, some people be born that way.
I really do believe it.
It's true.
I don't know how though, because I guess it's just the way. But I
and they be young, and they be 4 or 5 years old.
You know, a lot of church people, they don't want to believe this shit. But I do. I really do believe that people are just born that way, and they can't help it. Yeah, that shit fucked up.
I seen that shit. That bitch in New York jail.
Exactly.
For me personally, I don't want my child to be gay, but if that's the case. I'm gonna accept that shit with open arms. Your motherfucking brothers and sisters.
And we gonna
work on this
Instagram.
Shit.
And
the family in the house, you gonna have it.
But you know, that's what they do. They don't lie.
They really trying to get rid of all this internet shit because it's making crime go up high. Because instead of people calling the police, they whipping their phone out, recording shit, trying to get goddamn views and shit. And this goddamn shit really going on when you could have been up called the police and these folks could have been here by now. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, people just think, we just gonna record this shit. Motherfuckers just want the views and the attention.
Yep.
Let me ask this question. So, if your spouse or somebody that you're fucking with gave you a gift, and when y'all break up, do y'all think y'all should get it?
Hell no! Or
y'all
don't
have a gift?
Nah, you
keep my
shit.
You don't even want that shit. I
feel
good.
What the fuck you want with my shit back and forth? Cause it matters.
It's kind of like
nigga, I don't want to get the fuck out.
Right, Jake, go.
Leave you with my piece.
Have that shit.
But Quavo, he lying me for me. You should got somebody to fuck the whole car up. Right now, buzz out. I don't want to spray paint.
Hey, you should just never go.
I don't want to
see
the
whole car. She would have came back to you, dumbass. It ain't shit, but she can buy her one.
She better go buy her 3 on.
If it's a gift, why make it better?
Yeah.
It ain't no gift then.
I'm gonna take
I'm gonna see money back. He already doing shit.
Hell nah.
Money bag too big of a nigga. To do some shit like that. He already know that shit gonna make him look sucky in hell like before. Hell nah, he ain't gonna do that. He'll probably go buy his new bitch one. Jet the flex on the whole better car. Money bag not gonna do no shit like that.
Right, so y'all know about Juneteenth?
Yeah. You know, that's why we're not supposed to be celebrating 4th of July, right?
Biden signed it and it made it an official holiday now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
God.
So,
God.
This weekend.
Yeah, because of Juneteenth.
There's some places in the mall closed.
He made an official holiday, so Juneteenth is.
So, y'all are Saturday.
Saturday, the mall closed.
I think so.
Go to mall. But anyway.
I think I seen the sign today.
Yeah, they since he said that thing, they treated it as a holiday.
Yeah, like 4th of July.
That was something.
They didn't say we were supposed to celebrate 4th of July, but
I'm gonna celebrate both. Like, who knows?
That's the question.
We're gonna have the whole barbecue on the 4th.
But we really need to stick to this shit because it's for us, black people. They say we were that you know, the 4th of July supposed to be Independence Day, right. That we became freedom and all that shit. They say it really happened June 19th. Mm. Not the 4th of July. That was the white folk put. Mm. That's when they
so that's did what
decoration
they
and shit. The shit that the black folks and our ancestors were remember is June and celebrated June 19th.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay out, get myself.
We need to stick together.
Get myself on holiday.
You know, little extra since it's a holiday.
Exactly. Give me some extra food stamps. Goddamn, because he motherfucking finna eat up all the grills and barbecues and shit. As you know. God damn it. Oh, and shout out to the shit show. We went last night. And Big Bang birthday. Happy birthday to the boy Bank.
Team Gemini.
It's a lot of Gemini.
Gemini.
Crazy.
It's real. Police is in military at every fucking checkpoint. Oh, I won't even go to this no more.
So the man then died.
It was outside the mall. They were outside the mall. Yeah. And there was a girl who, you know, she would hide.
It looked like they were out to eat in a restaurant.
She recorded the whole thing.
What restaurant? That bullshit.
Oh, okay. Not that. Lobster bullshit, that bland ass shit. Let me close that shit down.
Mm-hmm. That shit like $50 a plate.
Man. So, how many times did they shoot him? What? He did survive.
They say he was in critical condition.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why Instagram is going on with the little thing talking about which places is safer than limits.
Yeah, they talking about the bluff and
simps. They talking about labels. Yeah,
Yeah, they changing all that shit.
Then y'all just need to shut them up.
Speaking of keeping fun, though, y'all know they done started back, you know, missing with Asian dog.
Caleb. Girl, you know, he got a baby, bitch.
Yeah, she
he got a baby. Caleb was just with the baby child. You know this. Caleb and Asian dog never linked up. Asian dog linked up with the back with the other baby mama.
Yeah.
But now then I feel like Asian dog probably knew about the baby. Mm-hmm. That's why she was fucking with the baby mama so strong. Because she probably really would kill it. The other baby mama that don't nobody know about the pregnant. But they said that was in the Delta. They said she didn't know what a new house was because he didn't trust that bitch.
Oh, Asian dog, yeah.
That was Caleb's.
They had them been broke up, but damn. But they were only broke up like 2 months, though.
Caleb say a lot of shit, and most of that shit don't be true. There were Asian
dogs. That's how Asian dogs say.
She was just like, you know, she know the truth, and she gonna live in her truth. You know what I'm saying? Because she said, anytime they bring up King Bun, she's already respected. She's only disrespected when it comes to Caleb, though, which is true. Mm-hmm. Since y'all had that little fallout,
Caleb is the closest one to him, so she knows how to fuck. Everybody else, you may get somewhere a little front, but we on the outside looking out. Caleb really knows. But Asian dog put up, she's old. That shit old as fuck. They did say that
you know, Asian lied about giving the kids $7,000, giving the mama some money and all that. She never got her shit. So they were really starting everything because they did shit for the kids.
That's why they posed.
She said
keep going out.
She said that Caleb was out here playing. I feel like she did. That was Caleb. I'm sure she did. But you know, she, I guess she was running around saying, no, I think it was Christmas, and remember she said she gave the kids $7,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was some she know giving the kids some money. Mm-hmm. And Caleb said that ain't what the fuck going on. You say you gave King Bun most money and she ain't getting money. That was what Caleb was saying.
So this is what made all this shit come back up type shit. Pretty much. That man ain't hit on my head. They need to let that man rest in peace.
She got a baby. She just had the photo shoot. She looked like she got 8 9 months. But they say he had to move on anyway. Caleb been saying that. But how long King Bun been dead? He ain't been dead a couple months. They say Asian was fucking young boy. The young boy got hit. I believe that. What?
Yeah, I believe it. She did a song with NBA YoungBoy.
For real?
That's why Bun stopped fucking with. That's why he said he can't trust her.
She looked like a little dirty.
I heard in jail.
Don't want no features from NBA YoungBoy. She was chasing that bag, and at that point, they were fucking.
You to somebody, mm-hmm. and then y'all become cool, but then they always been cool, a girl or whatever, but then y'all end up, you and the girl end up falling out. Would you still feel some type of way if he still talks to the girl, fuck with the girl?
Hey, yeah, you better cut that hoe off too. You my nigga, you better cut that hoe off. If I ain't fuck with your up, don't fuck my up.
So that's out. But how do we get out of the bitch?
He was fucking
with
her before you even came in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a hard one. She ain't no
opposite
him, but I mean,
because
y'all
but
had
your
girl.
But your girl.
Yeah, you
fucked
up with your girl.
Yeah.
You
fuck
right.
Yeah. She didn't go your ass and for the time being. Yeah. She's going to get on. You got some nuts all the time.
No, I don't know. It also depends on how you do that shit.
But it depends on how the girl feels. Because me personally, I probably wouldn't feel that type of way. Fuck that hoe. Don't fuck that hoe. My whole be playing games, though, still trying to stay in the picture.
Yeah, I ain't got time. If she say fuck you, it's fuck you. I mean, baby, it's A.
You want to be
waiting
with the whole
job, but yeah, it's A to her, but it ain't no cool with them to her, isn't it?
What y'all walking up on the car saying, hey.
Oh, no. Nah.
When y'all pull up.
And you see me?
Yeah.
Oh, she know what we're doing?
What's up, bro?
What's
up,
bro?
No, try it.
And the end of the day,
so next time I'm going to get out of BJ Bitch House.
I was just saying, so then, like, hurry up through the bed so we can go. Hear me now.
Look, I would pull out right around that whole foot over. And she would walk up on that mo' car for a while. Trying to be funny, hoe.
Yeah.
And this shit got fucked up. A bitch like that, hell yeah. This smiling shit will get me It'll call me a bitch dead in my face. But you got them try to do it behind my back on some sneaky shit. I'm going to pop that ass.
I see that motherfucker.
Real.
When somebody was walking up the steps.
Yeah,
and she trying to say, excuse me.
Don't say, excuse me. Come on. And you know we already on that control. You can't even bump into me.
Don't throw that motherfucker ass off. I don't give a fuck if you stay right here, bitch. It ain't going on.
She won't even let bitch get a scrawl. She won't even let bitch get a scrawl.
Yeah. I said, oh, fuck, she had a scrawl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because that be that funny shit.
You must find that
home. Exactly. Oh, why you want to get a scrawl from right here? We got 20 scrubs. You can walk past 100 scrubs. You don't try to get your man get scrubbed. Yeah. I see you.
That was the issue.
It's
on light. That was the issue.
Oh, you playing. You playing. Don't play.
The issue going to be already because I'm staring.
Like, don't play with me.
What he's staring?
Do not play with me. And then, bitch, you looking at me and you don't smile. Oh, it's a problem.
You want to smile.
It's a problem, bitch. You better smile.
But she gonna look at
you. I can't you
smile.
I gotta
figure out smile.
Look at that song. But why ain't be like, do you know? Oh, do I know you? A song. They don't look at no bitch. They're no bitch time. This shit make you bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't like that shit. If a hoe can't be licking, I just compliment or at least smile. Even if the bitch fall off. This bitch don't know me who did this
shit. Sorry. You want to smile back at the bitch.
Look, that's happened to me day at Kroger, y'all. So we in Kroger, right? And I had number $2 on cash. I left my car, everything in the car. These kids wanted something, but didn't call no fools down. So a little byproduct. So I asked the lady over there, I was like, do you got 25 cents? Because I can't remember the $2.16. Yeah. I was like, do you got 16 cents? I won't have no hour back because I'm in Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me the 16 cents. Fuck it, I'm talking about okay. So she gave me a quarter. So I got a quarter. I was like, okay, thank you. So she was like, oh, you remember me.
Oh, wow.
She had on a bag.
I don't
remember for her. I had a
transparent
with
nobody
me.
Nobody got time.
So she pulled down her bag. She was like, that's all you need. You remember me. I'm Shantae mama. I was like, oh, you in here? I was like, oh, yeah, I know Shantae. Tell I say, hey. She was like, I saw her with you. So she walked out. So I told my mama, be careful, man. You don't know Shantae. I like that, so don't.
Girl,
you ain't never seen before. But, hey,
she
was dog skinning. Oh, you know somebody named Shantae?
She was skinning.
Yo, she got gray hair. I was just gonna say she had gray hair. Yo, she got a blood
hair.
That was Shantae
mama. Oh, damn.
Who is that?
Shantae
mama. It looks like I swear to God.
She got you.
I swear to God. I was gonna say she had gray hair, but it wore blood. She could have died. She pulled her back down. She was like, oh, Shantae mama.
She was
kind
of
skinny. I was like, Miguel, you know that for real. She was like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Chip Council
Roll.
Dang. It's some good people out there, man. It's some good people. And it's some fucked up people out here too. Rest in peace to my homeboy. Dirty Slim.
Oh yes. Somebody just signed. I wanted to send it to you. Like, how did the kid? How
is it? How old is the girl?
She got brown skin. Somebody just
sent
her a little
brown. Mm. Oh, no, I seen that at the chef run.
So her dad died.
I saw that so many people died, but I don't think that was her. Because I ain't see nobody out there that I know.
They killed the wrong motherfuckers.
They killed real daddies, real fathers. For no reason, senseless crimes over nothing bullshit. Like, we got
somebody asked me the other day, what's up with my mom and dad's on Father's Day?
Girl, somebody asked me that too.
You fucking crazy.
Okay, so what y'all think about that with me? My baby daddy let my kids get me some stuff for Father's Day. He took them to get me some. I'm in the relationship with my nigga. I'm in for Mother's Day.
Yeah, okay.
So, do y'all feel like I need to get my baby daddy some?
Yeah.
And y'all know that nigga ain't gonna like that.
But fuck what he said. Why the fuck you gotta appreciate small shit, exactly.
I'm letting my kids go. Yeah, exactly.
I just want to say this for everybody that don't know me. My cash app is the media show. Thank you.
Nowadays, it's all about money, and a man supposed to be financially stable in order to have a family. He ain't got no money. He can't see his kids, and he ain't taking care of you. He can't do this. You say back in the days, a man was more than a provider. They was a leader.
Mm-hmm.
They were man in the home that have structure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The man, the discipline. Like women, you couldn't have a home basically if you ain't had no man in the home. It wasn't mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. So how do y'all feel like that versus now?
That's still what's going on.
I feel like back in the day, shit was a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah, it was cheaper. That still should be what's going on. Yeah, a nigga should already had a mindset.
Oh, right. That's being right. A provider. I think that was established then.
Yeah.
As well.
You can't have a baby without a man. So my whole thing is you should automatically.
But you got to know that you got to take care of the baby.
Right. Yeah, because if
you can't have a baby without money.
I'm just gonna say that.
Fuck on by
time. Time will be just time, boy. That's all I'm saying. A boy.
They have tremendously.
That's some shit a bitch goddamn pray for back in the day type of nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, you believe. You got all that going on.
Yeah.
What you say, master?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bitch, I know the goddamn be at home.
Fuck around with you. Too many drugs involved. That ain't dead. It's too many. I don't know who raised y'all. Right. And they be so disrespectful. But I don't see why when you disrespecting the female, but your mama female. Exactly. And will be mad at fault at the next bitch because you disrespecting their mama.
Mm-hmm. But most of these niggas who be doing all that shit about their mama, this, this, that, and third, them be the main nigga disrespect their own mama too.
Right. Beat up on them.
Fucking mama out.
Beat up on
them. Yeah, probably on like beat her ass. Probably on stole from her and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit don't be right. Come on, that shit don't be right at all.
I don't fuck with them. Stay away.
Run, bitch.
You got
You got to. You motherfucking belt. You motherfucking.
I got a question for y'all. What has been the most enjoyable experience since y'all started Live from the Ratchet?
Well, I don't know.
Sherry,
we want to
talk to you. Thank you.
I can't
hear it.
I can't
help it. We were talking about the
founding. Mine was like the beginning. It wasn't in like when it first started. Goddamn. Yeah. We done had some good. I wish we would have just cameras set up in this bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We done had tables, whole tables falling, clumsy ass moment.
It's like somebody
it's behind the scenes.
Well, I like the behind the scenes moment. Yeah. I like to say that then.
I like, agree.
But you know what I'm saying? But in the beginning, it's still fun as fuck, but. Yeah. We done got it together, but well, getting it together, being there a lot, looking back on it.
It was always the vibe for me, Live from the Ratchet, just the vibe. Like, it was the vibe, and it did. Wow. It was us just being ourselves, and it should be known.
But look, we need to leave it at 3-4 in the morning.
So you got to like that. So what should the audience expect moving forward for Live from the Ratchet?
The realness. Continue to expect the same thing. Us speaking our opinion on how we feel about certain shit.
Y'all should expect a different location.
I'm just gonna start talking about everybody.
We're gonna be more outside.
Do y'all
like doing like red carpets and events and stuff like that?
Yes, I love the
it's different
for me. It made me feel like I'm really motherfucking doing something. It made me feel like I'm goddamn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah.
Put this shit on the map.
So, what's different? How have you liked your experience with the Ratchet so far?
I like it because, you know, it's the vibe for me. Oh, I've been knowing them for a long time. So. It's the same. It's just like being, you know.
All that.
Like how we've been.
Right. We just got a camera in the kitchen moment.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell y'all my experience with Life in Ratchet. I want to share that with y'all. I'm not going to get on camera yet. But, my experience with Life on Ratchet is I've watched y'all mature and grow and gain confidence. You know what I'm saying? Y'all were confident. Like, I'm my only camera. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember when you first
started. Wow, shy. Hey,
you were shy and you scared to talk. You know what I'm saying? I remember Blaney making her adjustment. You know what I'm saying? I figured out and paid the course. You know, you've been
Blaney always held us down.
Yeah, hey. Blaney coming in, I'm giving my
synopsis.
Thank you. And I think you have kind of understood how you need to act on camera. You know, and not give everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, you've been less drunk on camera.
That was some of the goodest scenes.
Of course, you ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're talking about like moving, but
I have been trying to get better.
So you have been getting better, and I appreciate y'all here professionalism. We still work on the tournaments, but y'all, I see y'all growing and maturing. So I think over the next year, I really see y'all, you know what I'm saying, really, really taking off. So, you know what I'm saying? And that's all I got to say.
Oh, thank you.
I got one question because I just
want
to know.
What's the difference between, you know, when y'all first started and now? Now we feel a little more comfortable with the camera, bitch.
I'm telling that fire, I'm gonna say shit.
Yeah,
but I can't
really kind of believe we made it this far.
And y'all understand, like, Live from the Ratchet started to be quiet. We sit around drinking.
Then we think we talk.
I was like, man, y'all should do a party. They were like, hell, nah, I don't want to do this shit. And y'all like, let's just try it. And then it started to try it. So we got, I got to actually sit down and record. And then they was a little too unpolished. So we decided, so I'm just something being real, because they was kind of nervous. So we decided to add Buns to kind of give them some balance. And then being around Buns and shout out to Portia, you know, just seeing how they move and work, they kind of found their own groove, you know what I'm saying?
This
and
how
then,
the BET Awards. I love them.
Yeah, that way they gonna be next.
Yeah.
I'm talking speech.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
oh,
wait,
you got like, bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, don't fucking play with her, okay.
Okay.
Period.
Pool. No, get out. Hey. Yeah. And so now, you know what I'm saying? We grown, and the rest. I think the rest is finally complete. I feel like y'all, you know, y'all like the hood beat, or like the hood talk, or the hood. You know what I'm saying? All that other shit, but y'all are real black women, not that made up shit.
Oh, one more time. Hold on. What do you expect out of us?
Okay, you all will leave the shit on scene. at least like you should let me know that you give up. I'm like, that's a real world.
Okay, just
look at
this. Mappy, how much we have a time
we
just
must be living out. What I say for the rest of it, I like the way y'all look kind of grown and I like. Y'all have established our own relationship with each other. It's kind of like a sisterhood. You know what I'm saying? And I expect y'all bond to get better. And I expect y'all, you know what I'm saying, getting y'all bad. You know what I'm saying? We're a year, you know what I'm saying? A year ago, this was a dream. Now this is fruition. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? We turned into, we are professionals. This is a real professional craft. And I just expect, you know what I'm saying? I just expect me to do what I need to do, you know what I'm saying, to help y'all, you know what I'm saying, become a household name, get y'all some money. Y'all got there, put y'all kids in private school. We gonna take comedy vacations. We got a big year. This year we gonna got there, put on. We gonna have fun. We just gotta work. You know what I'm saying? And so I know y'all willing to work. So that's the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? We have always gotten along. We were real family. So I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Staying out. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all staying down. I appreciate y'all being loyal. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, actually doing this, you know what I'm saying? So y'all give me an hour every week to come in and believe in my company. I believe in y'all, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to say I appreciate that. And man, y'all the shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the shit.
Thank you.
We appreciate the
opportunity, for real.
Y'all the shit, man.
So
somebody believe in them. We're
finna have
a holding line,
too.
Oh, yeah. Man, you gotta take
shit
I got in the house and put that shit on
there.
Fuck that.
We got a comment. Kate is the boo. Love my niece, Bunny, my favorite rapper. Me and Shay share a name, so she better stay lit.
Yay! You already know, sweet.
I know that, right? And shout out to our biggest supporter, every speech. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So I'm going to fall back.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got me over here crying last
year.
That's
the tough ass
been crying.
I've been sensitive lately.
I don't mean you correctly.
I said, look at her.
Why be?
Why
be?
What? I'm
you fixed.
That was stupid. Bitch, I ain't had baby scary here, bitch. I'm fit. I know. My dad said, I got that shit done.
Okay,
real good. Why you in there? Hey, dog. It was bad because he remembered me from a second
C-section. I really, really probably wouldn't even mind another baby. I just don't want to care. I just throw the motherfucker in there with the rest of the wolves. Like, no, anybody got that shit, I don't need you for. You know what I'm saying? Because I got kids, goddamn. I ain't gonna get out this shit. So, please, everybody come to my house.
But it's like,
be carried, thinking about being
pregnant,
being sick, always being fucking hungry.
Sick and hungry.
Boo
swagging,
I don't want to know Girl, oh, pathetic.
I don't even
want to
think about that no more.
Ooh,
I'm scared to get my
shoes on. 6 months, stupid.
I'm
scared
to get a tie.
Would you ladies have some more kids?
I wish I could have another one, but I'm glad I can't.
I don't want to carry no more children.
I don't want to carry the child. I want to experience. You know? Yeah, I think this is a better experience. Anybody should experience
at least once. I feel like every woman should get that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
it hurt like a motherfucker, man. But you got exercise. Your doctor tell you all that.
when you get down, you have a baby, they say that it's a side, you want to squeeze, like, bring your shit back. Yeah, like, yep, that shit works.
And you got to use the bar that give you too, that hot water, put that water in your bitch.
Listening out there, because you say you got some walk with me, you actually got it. It's a lot of blowout ties out here, a lot of roast beefers out here, a lot of manhole covers, and a lot of got them loose and goose.
That's all right, the
bluff
is Simpson.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You ain't bold no damn body. You a female.
You ain't no nigga.
Nah.
Roll,
loose ties.
Slap your ass.
Oh, damn.
Somebody
trust, though.
Hell no.
My last question. Would any of you ladies ever consider doing OnlyFans?
She be in and out of fucking goddamn state to state.
Without the kids.
Yeah,
bitch,
she
yeah, I don't respect my mother that's a big time out for me.
Bitch out here living her life.
I stopped fucking with a bitch. Goddamn, yeah, who don't want this
child? You live your life, you ain't no real woman, though. If you got down out here in the street, you living your life like you ain't got no kids. Like, you
I won't even fuck a whole lot. That can't even come around me.
I don't need
harm. Because if you do your children like that, hoe, I hear you lying to somebody not coming to get your children. That shit is turning me off. And I know he ain't doing shit.
My baby daddy.
Oh, she might have
a sign.
I had
to go on by one
nigga.
Oh, okay.
Girl, that
man got them kids.
Shout out to him. Because it's a big deal.
And shout out to the wife, too. It's a big deal to take care of somebody else.
Damn, so live. I ain't never had to, but it's a big deal to take care of them. But a nigga ain't doing that shit. Bad bitches ain't doing that shit.
That's why people be going through what the fuck they be going through. That and shit be live because it be Instagram. Fuck be festival Instagram. Mm-hmm. And shit like that. Mm-hmm. You hold half of your whole life everything for the grind.
And my bees to take a vacation. Period. You ain't finna do nothing.
And buy your fucking business. Fuck that.
Exactly. Yeah. Period.
Like that.
Period. That's the best way to stay alive. Stay the fuck out of other folks' business. You ain't got nothing to do with you. Right. Stay out of it. Bitch, if you hear about it, oh well.
Right.
Motherfucker, you see that shit, walk the other way. The fuck you talking about? Because you're going to hear about it. Period. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Girl, stop. We got lines, and start trying to keep up with the truth, though. It was nice and it was swell. So I guess we'll see you next week.
Period.
Make sure y'all follow me and fuck you pay me and live from one.
Live from Mother Rich. You can follow me on Instagram at _BuzzTheLady.
And _1_RootGirl.
Y'all already know mine. Bad Chasing Cake.
So, thank you. Do it one more time for me. Bad Chasing Cake.
Don't you pay me.
For the bitches in the back. Yeah, they can't help. I just playing. All right, then till next week, we'll see y'all later.
Thank you.